Certainly an exciting day for the Edmonton Oilers to acquire Duncan Keith.
Just felt like the Edmonton Oilers right now, it was a good fit, a great fit. Excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton, and it's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to, and I want to be a part of that. And obviously, the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win in Edmonton.
Here's McKee, but all the way, scores!
Well, hello, hello. Welcome to the Locked On Oilers podcast for this Friday, August 27th. I'm your host, Hernan Salas from TSN 1260, the Two Guys in a Goalie podcast, and the Elkcast covering the Edmonton Elks. And what trouble they're in. 14 COVID tests, game postponed this week. But this is a hockey podcast. Let's not worry about that on a day like today. Connect with me on Twitter at Hernan the Man and at Locked On Oilers on today's show. I tried to get some outside media. I wanted to get their feedback on what they thought the Oilers did in the offseason. Also wanted to touch on Calgary, Vancouver, but a lot of people are enjoying this last couple of weeks of vacation before the NHL season gets going. So a lot of responses, but a lot of guys saying, buddy, I'm on vacation in 2 weeks. I'm ready to go. So I thought, hell, why not? Why don't we just recap what the Edmonton Oilers did this offseason? We'll go through every single move they have done. At the end of the podcast, I'll tell you how I feel about the moves, and I want to hear from you. Grade it. I know The Athletic did an article. We talked about it on the Lowdown yesterday. I just want to hear from you. I think out of five, they gave them a 2.5. They've improved in some areas. Some areas, there's a reason for concern. In some areas, you're just kind of like, I just want to wait and see. So we'll get to all that. We'll have a little bit of fun just recapping everything that went down this off season. But first, who are this season's top 50 NHL players? Find out on the Locked On NHL podcast. Joe DiBiase, Mike DiStefano, and Rachel Donner reveal the top 50 players as voted on by our local experts across the Locked On NHL network of podcasts. Subscribe to Locked On NHL podcast on YouTube and turn your notifications on so that you never miss an episode. I mean, Connor McDavid, number one. That's my vote. That's what I'm going with. And a big shout out to Mr. Hernan Salas Sr. It's his birthday today. Love you, Pops. I'll see you later on this evening. But a big shout out to Hernan Sr. there celebrating a birthday. I'm not going to say his age. He probably wouldn't be too happy with that. Nonetheless, it's his birthday. So a big happy birthday to Pops. Around the NHL, I mean, we saw the big deals yesterday for Svechnikov and Couturier. Identical deals, 8 years, $62 million. Earlier in the week, you saw Brassard go to the Flyers on a one-year deal. The Flames re-up with Dylan Dubé on a three-year deal. I like that player. Very nice, nice addition there. And Ryan Pauling re-ups with the Habs. Not much else going on NHL-wise. It's really quiet right now as we're in the, the last days of August here, and the camp's about ready to get going. I think on the 15th, the rookies check in for the Edmonton Oilers, and it's full go preseason games and all that. And we'll see. It's going to be busy. So let's take a breather here while we can in these next couple of weeks. And then it's full go. We'll be back with five episodes a day. That's why as soon as training camps get going here around September 20th and rookie camp, but I'm pretty sure it's on the 15th. I know we were talking with Iwanek yesterday about that. So yeah, it's not too far away, Oilers fans. I know you're dying for the Moggy and to see the new, a bunch of new Oilers on the team. And then they did re-sign a lot of their guys from last year too. So hey, let's get right to it. And it all kicked off with this guy.
Janopkins pressing and now a steal. Breakaway, Devin Shore. Wrist shot, score!
Good old Devin Shore back on June 9th. He was signed to a two-year contract extension with an AAV of $850,000. 26-year-old scored 5 goals and 4 assists for 9 points in 38 games with Edmonton last season. He was good. I thought during March, April, he was a really good bottom six guy. He was doing well in the penalty kill. He was bringing a little bit of offense. And I remember the uproar when this deal was announced. Like, people went absolutely crazy. It was, for me, absolutely ridiculous. I mean, look at the amount. It's only a two-year deal, and he was good. And listen, analytics, you can throw them all at me. I don't care. I don't. I know it's a part of the game, and a lot of teams are using them, but I like what I saw from Devin Shore. Yeah, he's a fourth-line guy, guys. And if he's your 13th forward at that money, who cares? Like, don't throw me fourth line guys analytics. Like, come on. I think for what he brings and the dollar amount, it's fine. So for me, Devin Shore was I'm not going to say a great signing. It was okay. And I don't mind it. If it doesn't work out, it's only 2 years deal. It's not costing you a lot. Devin Shore returns to the Oilers. He's going to be in tough too. I don't think he'll be an everyday guy. He's going to be pushed by guys that were brought in, Perlini, young guys like Benson and Holloway. So it's going to be one of those things where Devin Shore, yeah, he's got the 2 year deal, but he's not I guess guaranteed a spot to start the season. I mean, I think he'll be on the roster. When I mean guaranteed spot, I mean, will he be in the top 12 night in and night out? And I don't see that. Moving along, a few days later, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins signs an 8-year extension with an average annual value of 5.125. You got a lower amount of money, but you had to give him term, which is okay. After it's all said and done, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins will be an 18-year Edmonton Oiler, which is, I think, I think he'll be the only one to ever play that many years with one team in Edmonton. So good on the Nuge, a good dollar amount. And like, you had to give him the term. Like Kenny Holland said, when this deal was signed, he would have wanted more money, and the Oilers wish they could have did a lower term, but in the end, it all worked out. Hopkins has 478 points in 656 career regular season games. And of course, he was selected first overall by Edmonton at the 2011 NHL draft. And we'll see who he's going to start with. They brought in, obviously, Zach Hyman. Is he going to start with Yamamoto and Draisaitl? I'm so intrigued to see if they go with that line right out of camp. Nuge does it all. He doesn't produce a lot with McDavid. I think that's a misconception. He plays okay with him, but I think he's better off on that Draisaitl line. He kills penalties, plays on your power play, plays a ton of minutes. He can play center or wing. He's probably better. And in this point in his career, I think he's better at wing than center, but you got options with him, and that's good. So Ryan Nuge, the Nuge, who is beloved in this city, is not going anywhere. He's here for 8 years. Looks like he's going to spend his entire career with the Edmonton Oilers. And at that value, at $5.125 million, he can't be too upset. And here is the Nuge after signing that contract.
It's always been my goal to be able to stay in Edmonton. And that's just what I've wanted. I've loved my time in Edmonton so far. The team is progressing the way we want it to. And I want to be a part of that. And the biggest reason I want to stay is I want to win at Edmonton.
Nugent Hopkins, they're not going anywhere, which is always good news. Let's move on to one of the more controversial moves by Kenny Holland on July 12th. I remember we were on the Two Guys and a Goalie podcast live when this trade broke. The Edmonton Oilers acquired defenseman Duncan Keith and forward Tim Soderlund from the Blackhawks in exchange for blue liner Caleb Jones and a conditional pick in the 2022 NHL draft. The trade, it is what it is. It was just that there is no money retained in this deal. Duncan Keith comes with a big ticket, over $5 million for the next 2 years, 38 years old. Listen, I think it's cool that we're going to see Duncan Keith in an Oiler uniform. This guy was the elite of the elite when he came to defenseman. He's not that defenseman anymore. He's not. Can he still play? Sure, of course. He was on a bad team in Chicago. He played a lot of minutes there with a lot of young guys by his side. He's not going to have that role here in Edmonton. He's going to be on your second pair, not going to get a lot of power play time. He's going to have to kill penalties if you look at this group, but he's not going to be counted on as heavily. I mean, that's going to go to Nurse, Tyson Barry, and then we'll see the evolution of Evan Bouchard, what he can bring, but he's going to take on a smaller role, but he's still a big part of this team because I think this D-Core can rely a lot on Duncan Keith and another guy we'll get to later. If these guys are good, then I think the Oilers will be all right. If these guys struggle, I think the Oilers are going to be in a bit of trouble. So the big news on the Duncan Keith was no salary retention. You took a lot of money to bring this guy, and you gave up a pick and Caleb Jones. Chicago was able to go out and get Seth Jones, pay him $9 million, and then the Oilers, well, we all know how that worked out. So listen, I think it's cool to see a guy like Duncan Keith be in Oiler colors. I'm still wondering what we're going to see from him. How much game does he have left? It's all, I wouldn't say it's a mystery, but I think it's fair to be kind of like, well, I don't know what we're really going to get from Duncan Keith at 38 years old. I think that's fair. Now, if he comes in and plays solid, hey, kudos to him, and I'll eat a shoe and I'll be like right on. And I hope he does well. I truly do, because if he does well, the Oilers do well. If he does bad, the Oilers will be in a little bit of trouble. Here's Duncan Keith following the trade.
Right now, it was a good fit, a great fit, and I'm excited to start this new chapter of my career and try to win a cup in Edmonton. Oh, I feel like I got a lot. Once we hit the ice, we're going to see who's a step behind out there. So I'm not much for talking. It is what it is, and we'll see what happens when we get on the ice.
We'll see who's a step behind at camp. I like it. I like it. It's hey man, this guy's been the elite of the elite. They're all confident. So it's gonna be Duncan Keith, interesting presser. He believes in himself, so he can still add a lot. And listen, the intangibles are important. We all know that. He's going to be good in the room with the young defensemen and calm them down. And that's what the Oilers need, because you've seen him in the playoffs. It just seems they can't seem to figure it out. And bringing a vet, Stanley Cup champ, a Norris Trophy winner, it's not a bad thing. So the intangibles do matter. Is it worth $5 million? Still don't know about that. But again, we'll wait and see what Duncan Keith brings to the Edmonton Oilers this year. Right, moving on, a minor trade on July 14th as pending RFA goaltender Dylan Wells was dealt to the Carolina Hurricanes in exchange for future considerations. Nothing really to write home about this one. It's just moving on. The 23-year-old Wells was selected in the fifth round, 123rd overall back in the 2016 NHL draft. He spent the majority of last season on as part of the Edmonton's taxi squad. So a guy that I don't know if he'll ever play in the NHL, but that was just a minor deal that came down on July 14th. Speaking of goaltenders, on July 24th, Oilers re-signed Mike Smith to a two-year extension with an AAV of $2.2 million. The 39-year-old is coming off an amazing season. He was 21-6-2 in 32 regular season games, including three shutouts, a 2.31 goals against, and a 9.23 save percentage. The Oilers got swept in the playoffs, but I wouldn't put it all on Mike Smith. I thought he was solid. It was just, things didn't go the Oilers' way. And how do I feel about this? I think Mike Smith is, kudos to him, man. He's been really good the last two seasons. But to bank on and bet again on Koskinen and Smith, I think it is risky. I do. Can Mike Smith be as good as he was last year? Sure, I wouldn't put it past him. But it's still risky, right? Like, he's a year older. From all accounts, from what we've heard on TSN 1260, from guys that are watching him train, they're saying he's looking even better this year. So I like Mike Smith. I like his attitude. I like the way he approaches the game. I like his fiery attitude on and off the ice. I'm just a little bit concerned. And you heard Kenny Holland say it. Hey, I don't want him playing for more than 40 games. Well, who's going to be the other guy? I think that's where I'm more concerned. Koskinen and Stalock. Who the hell knows? Skinner. And let's just say Mike Smith knocks it out of the park again. Okay, but you still need another guy there to kind of match him in that. And if what happens if he struggles, then I think the Oilers are in big trouble. A two-year contract. I think the second year is more suited for him to be the backup, as the Oilers will probably look for a number one goaltender in the offseason. But I guess I'm okay with this. It just depends who the other guy is. I'm okay with Mike Smith, but if it's Mike Smith and Koskinen, it concerns me a bit. But Smithers gets the two-year deal.
Pettersson drops. Quinn Hughes with room. Takes it wide. Hughes. Pettersson shoots. What a save by Smith.
Moving on July 25th, Edmonton Oilers announced qualifying offers to four pending RFAs: Kyler Yamamoto, who remains unsigned, Tyler Benson, Cooper Murray, and Stuart Skinner. Moving on, July 27th, James Neal, the real deal, was placed on waivers for the purpose of a buyout that obviously went down. James Neal, who had an excellent first year with the Edmonton Oilers. Remember that. Did he have a full goal game? I think he did with the Islanders, against the Islanders, which was really, really good. But he's bought out. The Oilers will be paying Mr. James Neal $1.916 this year and the next and the next and the next. So for 4 years, your buyout is going to be $1.9 million. So you save some money for sure. But James Neal was, first year was good. Last year he dealt with COVID, had some injuries, wasn't a regular in the lineup, in and out, and it just didn't work out. All right, guys, on July 28th, the Edmonton Oilers signed defenseman Tyson Barrie to a three-year contract extension at $4.5 million per. He led NHL Blue Liners in scoring last season with 48 points. He had 8 goals, 40 assists. A lot of those were 5-on-5, so it's a misconception that he only scores on the power play. And I just find it bizarre. Listen, he's not great defensively. I get it. That's not his strong suit. He gets paid to move the puck, score points, be good on the power play, and hold his own defensively. And I think he has. Does he have his moments in the defensive zone? Of course he does. That's not his strongest part of his game, but I think he's okay. I mean, one in the right shot defenseman here forever, and then we complain when he leads the NHL in scoring because, oh, he's terrible defenseman because the analytics. Yeah, I know he had he had bad moments in games. But all in all, he was on the top pairing with Darnell Nurse. This team was one of the better teams in the North Division. It's okay. And at that price and in that term, he can't be too upset. He's going to come in. He's going to put up points again. He'll probably be paired with Nurse to start the season. And that pairing was good last year. Can he improve defensively? Sure. He's 30 years old. I don't know how much more he can improve. But I don't, like, when people say he's terrible, like, I think we toss around those words way too loosely. He's not terrible. This guy in Colorado was a stud. In Toronto, he got better when they made the coaching change, but everybody wanted this guy years ago. Now he's terrible because he leads the league in scoring and he scores on the power play. Like, when did that become an issue? Take it for what it is. It's what we've wanted here in Edmonton, and I'm totally okay with the deal. It's not long and it's not for a lot of money. So Tyson Barrie, I'm all good with him here for the next 3 years. And here he is after signing.
You look at teams and you look where there's opportunity and spots and which way the team's headed. And I think, you know, again, I don't think anything's changed with Edmonton being a great fit. And obviously, it was a little disappointing how we ended the year last year, but I think, you know, we can only go up from there. So just I had fun playing hockey again last year, and that was important to me. And finding a spot for a few years, and we like Edmonton, so it's a good fit.
It's that time of year again, and all eyes are turning to football as teams are back on the gridiron to start the football season. As always, BetOnline is your number one spot for all the pro and college football action this season. Get all the updated odds, props, contests, including online's biggest $500,000 NFL mega contest and the world's largest 200,000 NFL survivor contest open now at BetOnline. Head to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today to receive your 100% welcome bonus. BetOnline, your online sportsbook expert. This podcast is brought to you by DirecTV Stream. DirecTV Stream brings you live TV and on-demand favorites together like never before, which means you can watch your favorite sports, movies, and all shows in all one place. And the best part? There's no annual contract. Stop waiting and get your TV together with DirecTV Stream. You can learn more at DirecTV.com. That's DirecTV.com.
Moving on, another defenseman, July 28th, as the Edmonton Oilers announced, they signed defenseman Cody Ceci to a four-year contract. Worth $3.25 million, 6'2", 210-pound blue liner. Had 4 goals and 17 assists in 53 games with the Penguins last season. He had 2 assists in 6 playoff games for the Pens. He led all Pittsburgh defensemen with 70 blocked shots, ranked 2nd in hits with 74 while logging an average ice time per game of 18.31. He was drafted 15th overall in the 2012 draft by the Ottawa Senators. He was on a couple of one-year deals, and now he gets a 4-year deal by the Edmonton Oilers. Cody Ceci is one of those guys where you come in to replace Larson. I think Larson's better than Cody Ceci. I don't mind Cody Ceci, guys. I don't. I think he's going to be playing a little bit higher up than I'd like him to start. That might transition midseason. He might be on that third pair, but you're paying a third pairing guy way too much in too much term. That's me. That's my opinion. And I said earlier, Duncan Keith, and I said another player, Duncan Keith, Cody Ceci are good for this team. This team is, I have no worries. If these two guys struggle, you're going to be in trouble on the back end. These guys have to be really good. And Cody Ceci's probably going to start with maybe Duncan Keith. I mean, we're all speculating. We don't know what Dave Tippett's thinking, but I just think it was too much money in term for a guy that's more than likely going to be on your third pair after a few months or even a year in. So it is what it is. Good on him. He said he wanted to, he was looking for a place to call home for more than a year. And Kenny Holland likes to toss him up, man. I mean, you want term? Call Kenny Holland. So, but we'll wait and see. I know I've been kind of harsh, not harsh, but I've been kind of, I didn't like this deal. And I think that's okay. Like, everybody gets so upset when I say something like that. But I like some deals, I didn't like others. And that's okay. And I hope Cody Ceci, you know, shoves it to all the guys that think that he's got a little bit overpaid. And that's fine. If he's really good, then I'll say it. Yeah, I was wrong. But right now, this one's like a wait and see for me. But here is Cody Ceci following the deal.
Yeah, I mean, I just really believe in the team and the players that they have there. That they do have a solid chance at the Cup. And two, I've just been bouncing around a little bit on one-term contracts last few years, or one-year contracts, sorry. And was looking just to get a little bit of term out of this deal. And they came out with a four-year, and we just really liked it and the opportunity to play there. I see myself as a solid two-way defenseman that can kill penalties and play hard in the corners and just try and defend as best as possible. So that's what I'll try and bring to the team.
Moving on to the big one of the summer. It was being talked about forever, like weeks leading up to free agency. We found out Zach Hyman was in Edmonton meeting with the Oilers, and he gets a 7-year deal worth $5.5 million. He gets a no movement clause, I think, for the first 5 years. Let me double check that. Yeah, he can't. And then he has an 18 trade list that comes into check 2026-27. So Zach Hyman at 29 years old, you're going to have him here for a long time, whether it's good or bad for him. And listen, I like the player. I think he's going to bring something the Oilers lack. It's just that hard nose, go to the net. He can play with skilled players. He's got a great attitude. He's just, anytime you ask anyone about Zach Hyman, it's nothing but positive. It's free agency. Did the Oilers overpay over term? Yes, but that's free agency and you had to. And I think he's going to be a solid addition to the top six. He's an upgrade on what they had last year in Dominic Cahoon or whoever else you wanted to try there. So again, I think you guys know listening to this podcast that I hate giving term and no movement clauses, especially to older players, but I get why they had to do it like this way with Zach Hyman. So listen, he's going to be good for the next 3-4 years. And then you might have to bite it a bit at the end. But if he can win, then who cares, right? So I like Zach Hyman, the player. I think he's going to do a lot of great things for the Edmonton Oilers. And here is Zach Hyman. Or is he Brandon Clarke? Man, do they ever look like my buddy Clarke Daddy. But here is Zach Hyman.
I think first and foremost, I think that, you know, most important to me is to go to a team that has the opportunity to win. And in Edmonton, you know, we played Edmonton, I should say we, but last year when I was on Toronto, we played against Edmonton a bunch. And I just see there being so much opportunity and a chance to win a Stanley Cup with the players they have there and that opportunity. And then just the city and the passion and the fan base. I'm just so excited to be joining our organization like Edmonton. And I can't wait to get started.
And this is a guy coming from Toronto. It's probably just as crazy or crazier there when it comes to media and fans. So Zachary Hyman, will he score 20 plus 25? Will he hit 30? He's going to get a great opportunity. And he's going to get that first look with Connor McDavid and Jesse Puljujärvi, in my opinion. So I'm excited to see Zach Hyman and what he can bring. On the same day, Oilers signed Derek Ryan to a 2-year deal worth $1.25 million. 34-year-old scored 2 goals, 11 assists in 43 games with the Calgary Flames last season. I know he was a little out of favor with Jeff Ward, but then when Sutter came in, he used him a lot more, of course. So former Golden Bear, a guy that's going to help in the playoffs. Not in the playoffs, sorry. Well, he is in the playoffs, but I mean on the faceoff dot, he's going to help on the penalty kill, and he's just going to be a solid vet in that bottom six. He can kind of groom a young Ryan McLeod. And when this deal came down, I tweeted out, like, why the second year? And I got absolutely torched. Well, this is what I'll say, and I'll defend it. Did you learn nothing from Kyle Turris? Like, if this doesn't work out, then you're done after 1 year. And everybody say, yeah, but you just bury him. Well, if you continue to bury contracts, you're not a good team. You're not a good management team. That's all I'm going to say. Like, you're not. So I know it's only 1.25, but you don't think the Oilers could use that 1 point whatever Kyle Turris is making this year? $20 million, man. And when your team has no money, every dollar counts. So that's the only reason. I mean, if it doesn't, yeah, sure, you can bury him. It's a low cap. But I was just like, just go with one. And then if he knocks it out of the park this year, guess what? You can sign him next year. There's not going to be a ton of people lining up for a 35-year-old Derek Ryan. I can guarantee you that.
Guarantee.
But I will say, I like the player. I think he is going to help, and he's going to groom, and it's going to be him and McLeod probably centering the bottom six. So that's an improvement in my eyes. Derek Ryan to the Oilers on a 2-year deal. Then came down the big trade, and I know it was before, but I just wanted to kind of go with the signing of Mr. Warren Fogle. Of course, he goes to the Edmonton Oilers for Ethan Bear, a trade that at first glance, I was like, oh boy, this is not good. But then looking at Fogle's numbers and seeing what people in Carolina were saying about him, I'm very excited to watch this guy play, to be honest. Like, I think he's in my top two of the new guys that I really want to check out. The Oilers eventually signed him to a 3-year contract with a cap hit of $2.75 million. So a nice deal. This guy's probably going to be on your third line. I think he might push, though, to be in that top six. I don't know who comes out of there. You might have to swap left wing, right wing guys to get him up there. But a guy that scores a lot, 5-on-5, draws a lot of penalties. He can muck it up. He goes hard to the net. Very, very intrigued by this guy. And I know people are still a little upset about Ethan Bear. And I liked Ethan Bear. I think Ethan Bear had a little bit of an unfair shake. Remember his first year? We were talking about, wow, he's probably the Oilers' best defenseman. And he played like it. He was awesome. But then everybody was kind of like, well, you know, he had a little bit of a rough start last season. Then he got hurt and then he wasn't very good. He had a blunder in the playoffs that people don't like to forget. And we forgot how good he was. Like, it drives me crazy when we dog on a player after one bad or mediocre mediocre season. We forget how good he was in his first, and Carolina got a good one, but I think the Oilers got a really solid player as well, 25-year-old, and I like it, and it also makes your bottom six a lot better. I don't know if he's going to kill penalties. The Oilers don't really have a second power play unit. He might see some time there if they ever do play the second power play, but Warren Fogel to me is just, he's an interesting cat, and I like it. And in his presser, he was saying he was training with some of the guys, so that's he already is familiar with many of the Edmonton Oilers. But here is Warren Fogel meeting with the media.
I think I'm just a tenacious 200-foot player. I try to use my speed to take pucks to the net, draw penalties, and I like to play a hard-nosed game and be reliable on the defensive zone as well. Oh, obviously, with the pandemic, didn't really see them last year, but playing them the year before, they're two of the best players in the league, and I train with Connor, and now there it looks like there's five of us from the Oilers that are training together now. So, they got an exciting team, and I'm just ready to contribute wherever that is.
How many people are going to use Fogel from Super Bad Gifts when this guy makes an impact in the game, eh? I think that's the best part of the deal, is that we get to use the Fogel gifts a lot more with our with our tweets and all that fun stuff. Moving on, the big one, the big guy, Darnell Nurse, gets an enormous contract extension as he signs an 8-year contract extension with an AAV of $9.25 million. This came down on August 6th. I mean, you saw Werenski, you saw Seth Jones. I know there was another defenseman out there, Iskinen. They were all getting paid, and a lot of them getting over $9 million. So you knew Darnell Nurse was going to get that. And it's crazy because 2 years ago, I was like, there's no way they can pay this guy 6-7. Now I was like, yeah, you can probably pay him 7-8, 9 is a little high for me. And I think most people would agree, but Seth Jones went for that. I think they're very similar. Darnell Nurse, Werenski, very similar. So you knew he was going to get at least 9. He gets 9.25. It is what it is. They set the market and you move forward because you cannot lose Darnell Nurse. He is by far your best defenseman. I don't think anyone's close. He does everything well. He took an enormous step this past season. He's only going to continue to get better. He's only, 26 years old? So he's got a lot of hockey left in him. You saw him in that overtime games, 60 plus minutes. Guy's an absolute horse out there. And I was a little worried that he wouldn't take that next step, but he did. Now he can't just stay pat. He's got to continue to grow and get better and better and better, because you're paying him a hell of a lot of money for a hell of a lot of years. Again, no movement for him, I think, for the first 5-6 years, something like that. But again, you're not moving him, right? Like, you're not moving him. He's your best defenseman. So if the Oilers, Broberg and Samarukov can turn into solid top four guys, you can add him to Darnell Nurse. I think, if the Oilers are winning and going into the Stanley Cup, we're all going to forget about this money and all that. But it's the market. Could you have paid him less if those guys don't sign for you? Of course. And he even said it. He was like, I was looking to sign a 4-year deal. And you're like, damn it. And it was probably going to be hefty too. I mean, probably going to start at $8 million. So you're probably paying him $1 million more now just because of the market was set. But for me, Darnell Nurse, you couldn't let him walk. And you couldn't risk going into next season either, right? So a lot of teams would have lined up and paid him this money to snag Darnell Nurse from the Edmonton Oilers. So you got to do what you got to do sometimes, and you have to overpay, sure. But Darnell Nurse, for me, he took an enormous step. I love his attitude. He loves being in Edmonton. He's part of the core. He's tough as nails, does a little bit of everything. So I love this player. And here he is meeting with the media after the big contract extension.
Yeah, obviously it's an awesome day for my family, for myself. I think obviously anytime that you have a team and a management group that believes in you the way that our team in Edmonton does, I mean, it always feels good. I mean, I've always been someone who's very confident in myself and in my abilities to play and to have that reciprocated on the other side. It's a great feeling, and for me, honestly, I just want to get back to work again and get the season going right off the bat.
Doc is here for 8 more years, along with Nugent Hopkins. Moving on, a little bit of a smaller signing, but the Oilers signed Brandon Pelini to a one-year two-way contract with an average annual value of $750,000. I like this player. I think there's something there. He's scored double digits 3 times in the NHL. He went over to Europe last season, and he's back. And I think this guy's going to push. I think he's going to push guys like Devin Shore. I think he's in a battle with Benson and Holloway, but only 25 years old. There's something there. Big body, 6'3", 210 pounds, was with HC Ambry Piotta of the Swiss League. He had 16 points there. He had 26 penalty minutes in 21 games. But I don't know what it is, but I think this guy's going to impress, and he's going to impress a lot of Oilers fans. And I have a feeling he's going to be in that 12, 13, 14 spot for the Edmonton Oilers. And it's a good chance for low risk, but with a high upside.
Murphy flipped it ahead. Bouncing puck to bring it once. Perlini!
So Perlini, that's Hernan's. Keep an eye on him in camp. I'm definitely going to have a strong eye on Perlini, and I'm intrigued.
With the ever-increasing numbers of makes and models, it's now impossible for your local chain auto parts store to stock all the parts you need. Why endure often pointless or seemingly intimidating questioning and wait while the person behind the counter orders the parts on their computer, choosing the only brand their warehouse happens to carry? You have computers with access to rockauto.com at home and in your pocket. Save time and money when using Rock Auto. Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right locked on in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. Did you know that Built Bar has so many delicious flavors? There's something for everyone. When you talk to a Built Bar fan, they're definitely passionate about their faves. If you haven't tried all the flavors, you can get a mix box where you'll get two of each of the 9 flavors. Not only are Built Bar flavors the best tasting, but they're healthy too. Order today and get the grasshopper cookie or raspberry or whatever you like. Go to Built.com and use promo code Grasshopper15 and you'll get 50% off your order. Use promo code Grasshopper15 for 15% off at Built.com.
Moving on August 8th, the Oilers signed Stuart Skinner to a 2-year, 2-way contract extension worth $750,000 per year. Played the one game last year against Ottawa. He was a little bit shaky, but got the win, got his first win. The Edmonton guy, the local product. And he was excellent in the American Hockey League. He was 29-1. He had a 2.3 goals against average, 914 save percentage. He was excellent, and we'll see if he can push. I don't know what to expect from Stuart Skinner. I know a lot of people are high on him. I haven't watched him enough. I watched him in junior, but it's such a big leap to the pros. So I don't know what's there. He was good in the AHL. Can he turn that kind of style and performance to the NHL? We'll wait and see. I hope he can push. I truly do. So Stuart Skinner is another interesting cat that we have to keep an eye on. Konovalov, would it be Skinner and Konovalov in the AHL? I think that'd be a pretty good duo. But training camp, if he comes out and knocks it out of the park, I think he's definitely going to get a longer look. But we'll wait and see on the young Stuart Skinner. Then on August 11th, the Oilers signed Tyler Benson to a 1-year, 2-way contract extension, also worth $750,000. Benson finished tied for third in scoring in the AHL with 36 points in 36 games. He was really good with that. Cooper Marody and Ryan McLeod. Ryan McLeod got called up late in the season, but with the COVID restrictions and all that, I think he would have got a call up, but just with all that was going on with the pandemic, it was just tougher to move players up and down between the U.S. and Canada. And this is another guy, by all accounts, looking really good in the offseason, trained and worked his butt off. He's also pushing. He's there with Perlini and Shore and Holloway. I keep repeating myself, I know, but Tyler Benson's not going to be a top six guy. Is it ideal to have him on your fourth line? Can he push for a third line center? Not third line, third line spot. I don't know. I think if he's not playing in your top 9, you keep him in the AHL. Nothing wrong with that. But Tyler Benson, 23 years old, he's looking to get a spot, a regular spot in the NHL, and time's ticking. So the other local product also with a big offseason and a big training camp ahead of him. Moving on, and then to August 12th, the Oilers signed Slater Cuckoo to a 2-year contract worth $925,000. Another good deal. Another guy I really liked. He got hurt last year early on, missed most of the season, but returned and played in all 4 games of the playoffs. I love this guy. Well-spoken, a gentleman, plays hard. He can kill penalties. He can chip in a bit offensively, but I do like him. I think he's a solid player. I think he's going to flip-flop with Chris Russell on that third pairing on the left side, but this is a solid signing by Ken Holland. I like this player, and I at that price for 2 years, a guy that's going to be on your third pair, I think that's just solid work there. And Slater Cuckoo joined us on the TSN 1260, and he's just very gracious. If you've never heard an interview with Slater Cuckoo, I recommend you do, because he is quite the unique guy, and he's pretty cool. He's a pretty cool dude.
David
and Kulak battling for it. McDavid passes it to the point. Barry finds Cuckoo. That shot is blocked. Cuckoo gets it back. Another shot. They score. Top shot.
So Slater Cuckoo back, and he'll be with the Oilers for two more years. And that is the Oilers offseason. What do you think, Oiler fans out there? I'll say this. Forward group are much, much better. You bring in Hyman, who's a better option in top six than what they had last year. Fogle and Derek Ryan really make your bottom six that much better. I'm still wait and see with Keith and CeCe. I like Barry that he's back. McLeod's probably going to be a regular in the bottom six. I think up front, the Oilers improved. I truly do. I think that's a check mark for me. Check mark. Outside of the money and term, we're talking about on the ice, I think they improved. They get a check. I look at their defense. For me, there's no X or check mark. It's just kind of like a flat line, and it's going to be wait and see. Because I really don't know. I think it depends so much on Keith and CeCe and Evan Bouchard. Like, people are asking, like, when is, like, the right time to put him into the second pair? And I'm like, we shouldn't put a timestamp on it. When Evan Bouchard's ready, play top four, then you play him top four. And hell, it might be right out of camp. Who knows? But I think everybody's assuming right now he's going to start on the third pair. And I don't think we should put, like, a date. December 1st, he needs to be in the top. No. When he's ready, you bump him up. If he's not ready, there's nothing wrong with him playing on the third pair. And he's going to be playing with vets like Russell or Cuckoo, which is not a bad thing. You heard Cuckoo in his presser say, hey, I really like playing with that kid, man. Like, it's really good. So there's a connection there. But I think those three defensemen, the veteran Keith, CeCe, and Bouchard, if this decor is really good, it's because those guys are playing excellent hockey. If this defense struggles mightily, it's because those three guys are not. Because I'm not worried about Nurse and Barry. Russell and Cuckoo, you know what you're going to get. You know what you're going to get. So for me, it's a flat line. Goaltending, I'm concerned. I don't know if Mike Smith can repeat what he did last year. Does he have to? No. Can he drop off just a little bit and the Oilers still be a playoff team? Yeah. But this is where I'm at. Both these guys, Koskinen and Smith, have been good in the last two seasons. They've taken the Oilers to the playoffs. I just don't think in the playoffs you can win with Mike Smith or Mikko Koskinen as a duo. I don't know if Alex Stalock is that guy. I truly don't. Alex Stalock's older than Koskinen, and he hasn't played in, geez, since the bubble playoffs. So I don't know. So Skinner, kind of all of our big question marks at this point. We really don't know if they can push. So right now, I don't think Kenny Holland failed here. I just think he struck out. We heard the Darcy Kemper rumors, and Colorado swept in because they lost Grubauer and offered a little bit more, but I don't know. And it's nothing against Mike Smith. I love the guy. Mikko Koskinen, I've never been high on. One of the worst deals the Edmonton Oilers have ever given out. And this is not personal. Like, these guys are all great guys. They're great teammates. Their teammates love them. But you're asking me to be honest. I'm concerned. So I give the goaltending an X. And I hope I'm wrong. I truly am. But there's just too many things up in the air when it comes to the goaltending of the Edmonton Oilers. Too many question marks. So for me, check mark for the forwards, flat line for the defense, an X for the goaltending. I think Ken Holland did some good. I think Ken Holland did some bad. I think Ken Holland overpaid, overturned more than I would like. But at the end of the day, if he didn't spend and the money he had and improve this team, I think we'd be all over him as well. So some really like his moves. Some don't really are not really high on him. I know the outside media was laughing at the Keith and CeCe transactions. I don't know. We'll wait and see. Maybe these guys see this and they come in with a chip on their shoulder and they want to prove everybody wrong. And that'd be awesome for the Edmonton Oilers. Where are you at? What do you give the Edmonton Oilers? Forward group, D group, and goaltending. I want to hear from you. Let me know on Twitter at HernandoMan and at Locked On Oilers. And are the Oilers better? I think they got more depth. So that definitely makes it better. And I think it helps that they're in a very weak division. I mean, outside of Vegas, I think it's a toss-up. I truly do. I think Edmonton should be competing for that second spot, no problem. But there's a reason why you play the games and anything could happen. So it's going to be an interesting season. I'm excited to see the new guys. And listen, we're going to break it down. We're going to find our whipping boy and we're going to praise some new guys. We're going to be upset with some of them. It's just the way NHL seasons go. And it's a fun ride though for the media and the fans. As long as we can keep the conversation, respectful, we don't have to agree on anything. You don't have to agree with me, but get to have an opinion, always back it up and keep it civil. There's no need to attack and swear and treat people like garbage just because you don't like a certain player or whatever. It's just a sport. We all love it and we all want the Oilers to do well. And we'll see if Kenny Holland's, the summer of Colin, we'll see if his moves will pay off for this team and if they can contend for a Stanley Cup. All right, guys, we've gone a long time here. Just breaking down the offseason? Could the Oilers add a couple PTOs or a couple lower-end players, like depth guys? I can see that heading into camp, but the camp gets going here in the middle of September. Rookie camp and then main camp should be a fun time. Like always, hit me up on Twitter, at HernanTheMan and at LockedOnOilers. Don't forget to download and subscribe on your favorite apps for all the latest episodes. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. We'll be back next week with three more episodes. Close out the month of August as we roll into September. For my producer, Juanito, I am HernanTheMan, talking Los Petroleros. Enjoy your weekend.